It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're going to start our series on Built Together, a five-day devotional on community. Scripture comes from Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." So from the very beginning of time of creation, God made it very clear that isolation was never a part of his perfect plan. When he looked upon Adam in the Garden of Eden, surrounded by beauty, abundance, and peace, God still said something was missing. It is not good for man to be alone. That single statement reveals a deep truth about who we are, what we were created for, and connection. God himself exists in perfect community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So when he made humanity in his image, he planted within us that same need for relationship. Community isn't a luxury. It's a lifeline. It's a presence of others that our faith grows roots. It's in shared laughter and honest conversations that joy is multiplied and burdens are halved. And we see this throughout scripture. We saw Moses had Aaron, Ruth had Naomi, David had Jonathan, and Jesus surrounded himself with the disciples. Even the Son of God didn't walk his earthly journey alone. But in today's world, of course, it's a lot easier than ever to pull away, to isolate ourselves. You may be one of those people, or maybe you know somebody who hides behind screens and schedules and self-sufficiency. And we say, we're fine. You know, when you ask them, are they okay? Or someone asks you, oh, we're fine. It's all good. But come on now. Our hearts long for that connection. Yet God gently reminds us that healing and growth happen when we open up to others. And being a part of a community doesn't mean that we're never going to be hurt or disappointed. People are imperfect, but so are we. The beauty of the Christian community is not in perfection, but it's in grace instead. It's in the forgiveness that we extend, the understanding that we offer, and the love that binds us together despite our differences. When we lean into community, we begin to experience God's design, a place where we belong, where we are known, and where our faith finds strength in the company of others. You heard me tell you last year in our devotional series, 59 Days of Love One Another, that it's all about loving on one another. It's about community. So today, ask yourself the question, who has God placed in your life to walk beside you? And have you been isolating yourself from others out of fear, pride, or just some past hurt that you may have gone through? If you can answer those questions, it's something to reflect upon today. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for creating us to need one another and help us not to isolate ourselves when life feels heavy, but to seek the strength found in community, and teach us to be present and open and willing to give and receive love. May we reflect your image by building connections that draw others closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.